Shnei Parshas Tzave. Yeah, Shana Rishona. It says as follows. Vasita Tzitz Zahav Tahor. And you should make a tzitz, like this plate, right? Which is on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, with the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Should be with Zahav Tahor, should be with pure gold. Hine, B'Sifri HaKadosh, in my Sefer, Aderet Eliyahu, Pirashti, I explain, says the B'nei Shkai, B'Satei Shmai, with the help of heaven, sits Remez L'Klalut Nishmot Yisrael. Sits represents all the souls of the Jewish people, Shehayu B'Adam HaRishon, that were embodied in the soul of Adam HaRishon, Kodim Achet, before the sin. Ki Asher Nistalku Va'alu L'Mala Hem Tzadik. When they went removed and went up upwards towards heaven, Hem Tzadik. That's a pichina of tzadik in the tzitz. Vashen nish'aru bo hem asar. And what remained in Adam HaRishon was just asar, was just 10. That's the yud of the tzitz. Shuhu mispar yud. That's the letter yud. Yeah, which is 10, gematria of 10. Vashen naflu leklipot. And that which fell to the lower world, to the klipot, hem Taf Taf Kuf. That's 900. Kaminyan Tzadik Pshuta. Tzadik Pshuta represents 900. The Mantzapak. Or Mantzapach. Right? The end letters, which are the Chamisha Dinim. The Pa Dinim. Harei Otiot Tzitz. So we have the Otiot Tzitz. So the Tzadik of after the Chet went up, the Yud remained with Adam HaRishon, right? And the Tzadik Pshuta, the Tzadik Sofit, right, went down, which is 900, Tataf Kuf, into the Klipot. V'yadua, and it's known, the Nishmat Yisrael, the souls of Klal Yisrael, Alu B'machshavat Chila, they went up with Machshavat Chila, Libara Kodim Briyat Aram, i.e., HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created the world, he had the machshava of the creation of the souls of the Jewish people. V'lekach maniach hatzitz, therefore, we place the tzitz, haromez, which hints the Nishmot Yisrael, al ha-metzach, because that's on the metzach, the tzitz which represents the neshamas of the Jewish people, which is embodied in this gematria, that we just said of the tzitz, it's on the metzach, keneged mokom ha-machshava, against the place of machshava, which is the metzach, as a remez that the neshamas of the Jewish people, right, were the first machshava, the first thoughts of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein, k'tiv o tzadi gdola, it's written, the letter Tzadi Gdola, it's a big letter. Remez, it's a hit. Kigula Hashlema, the complete Geula, Hatidaliot, which is in the future to be, the Nishmot Yisrael, to the souls of the Jewish people, Tie Ba'ot Tzadi, will come through the letter Tzadik of Mantzapach. Vahaya Hatzitz Mukach Me'ozen La'ozen, the Tzitz was attached from ear to ear, yeah. Remez shetiyeh hagu'ula ba'ot tzadi. The gu'ula, which is from the letter tzadi, will be b'schus ha'teru shebal peh, will be the schus of teru shebal peh, shehi tluya ba'ozen. It's tluya b'shmiyat ha'ozen. Teru shebal peh is Derech Shmia, Derech Havana, right? Nase v'nishma, to understand the Torah through Shmia, through Havana, through understanding. V'kumo, like Shema Yisrael, Hevin. V'kumo, Shamru ala pasuk, like it says in the pasuk, oz in shomat, the ear hears, va'ayin ro'eh, and the eye sees, va'shem asa gam shnehem, and Kodesh Baruch Hu does both of them. Right? In other words, here, the Ben Ish Chai, I think, is hinting that on Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael were bedag and nasev and ishma, right, and they received the shtei ketarim, that the level of shmia was a level of ru'iya, that ra'u et hakolot. So that level will be come to us back through the schus of Torah Shebal Peh. We'll get to that level of Matan Torah of Har Sinai, which is Tchias HaMeisim, basically. Because Luchot Rishonot, had we received them properly, would have been Tchias HaMeisim. Umenicha ala Metzach, and the tzitz is placed on the Metzach, on the forehead. Ki tachat otiyot Metzach, underneath the letter Metzach, i.e., yesh otiyot katan. What does he mean by that? That before the letter, after the letter Mem comes Nun. After the letter Tzadik comes Kuf. After the letter Ches comes Tet. So that means, after the letter Metzach comes Katan. Remez, Bishut Hanava, which is the person's Maktinat, small person makes himself small. Tiyeh Ha'Geula. V'lachein will be the redemption. V'lachein, k'tiv, el mul p'nei ha-mitznefet tiyeh. That the tzitz will be against the face of the mitznefet, the hat of the Kohen Gadol will be. Ki lemala me'otiyot mitznefet, right? Above the letters mitznefet, Shem otiyot ha'omdim lemulam. Those are the letters which are mul pnei ha-mitznefet, against the letters of mitznefet. Yesh otiyot am shafel. You take all the letters before mitznefet. The mem is the lamed of shafel. The tzadik goes to be the letter beforehand, which is pei of shafel. The nun is the mem of am. Goes the letter beforehand. The pay, the letter beforehand, is ayin of am, and the taf, the letter beforehand, is shin of shafel. So that's the otiyot am shafel. Kamo shekatuv, ki ata am ani toshia. You are, and when Klal Yisrael are bechinas am ani, the bechina of a poor people, a shafel, a low people. As Toshia, then b'schus that they make themselves an am shafel, the b'schus te'anava, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Toshia them, redeems them. Shebiyotam, while they are still am shafel, a low people, yisku le'geula. V'lachen minichu tachat ha-mitznefet. The tzitz is placed under the mitznefet, below the mitznefet, not under, below the mitznefet, on the metzach. Lirmoz, to hint, Tam Sheni, a second reason for this gula, Kamo Shekatuv, Ve'enayim Ramot Tashvil, and the haughty eyes should be placed down. The Ein Ben David Ba, the Melech Mashiach Ben David doesn't come, Ad Sheichlu Gas Eruch, until it's removed, people who are haughty from the world. V'lechem Menicho Tachat Mitznefet, you put it below the mitznefet. The mitznefet, says the Gemara in Zvachim, mikaperet ala gaava. The hat of the Kohen Gadol is there to be mitkape on man's gaava, man's innate arrogance. So therefore, the tzitz, which is below the mitznefet, is there to be mitaken man's gaava, to fix man's arrogance, i.e. to remove Gasa Ruach from the world. Vahatam, and therefore, and that will bring on the Geula. Vahatam, ki ba'anava, through man's anava, humility, Yetikun Shem Yudke. There'll be a fixing of God's name, Yudke. Sha'ola Kaminyan Gava. Right? Has the same gematria as Gava. Because Gimel Aleph is 4 and Vav is, with Vav is 6 is Yud. And Hey is Hey. So it's the same 15. Gematria 15 is Yudke. V'lekach Hage'e pogem b'shem Yudke. Someone who's a Baal Gava, which has the gematria Yudke, is pogem in the higher form of God's name, which is the Yudke of God's name. Chochman Bina, the higher persona of a person. V'latid, and in the future, b'shlemu ta'ilui, when there's be a complete ilui of God's name, and the completion of God's name, Yit'aleh Hashem Baruch Hu, the name of God will be uplifted, and it won't be Yudke Vavke, rather it'll be Besod Yudke Yudke, i.e., man's lower self, which is the Vavke, will reach the level of his upper self, which is the Yudke. Ki Otiyot Vavke Yit'alu, which represents man's lower self, will go up and be represented by Yudke, man's higher self. I.e., his lower self won't be mufrad, won't be different from his upper self. They'll be in sync. I.e., what a person thinks in terms of his Torah will be the exact expression in his lower self. I.e., nifsak men will be removed from him in his Yetzahara. U'bezeh pirashti, and this I explained, b'siyat d'shmaya, with the help of heaven, b'ka shemo, V'ilzu lefanav. B'yudke is his name. V'ilzu lefanav. And like praise in front of him. V'kasher. When do we do this? B'kashemo. With Yudke, his name. B'beit Yudke. Beit Yudke. When the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Beit Yudke. B'ka. B'yudke. Twice Yudke. Then ilzu lefanav, then we will praise in front of him. Shit'aleh Hashem, then his name will be raised. Liyot shnei pamim, twice Yudke, as ilzu lefanav, right? Then there'll be shetiyeh as simcha shleimah, then there'll be a complete joy in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shitkayem akatuv, then the pasuk will be mitkayem. We'll be able to establish the pasuk. As imal eschok pinu, latid lavo, we were able to say, then our mouths will be filled with schok, filled with laughter. As yom ruba goyim, then we'll say about the goyim, higdi, the goyim will say, higdi l'Hashem, look at Kodesh Baruch Hu, became, the name of Hashem became great, became big. Higdi l'daika, the word higdi l'daika, why? Shina se yiye, his name will become not Yudke Vavke, his name will be Yudke Yudke. Besod HaKatuv, Beyom HaHu, in that day, Latid Lavo, Yihyeh Hashem Echad. His name will be one, because his name will be changed to be Yudke Yudke. Because our lower persona will be like our upper persona, to be nifsak from man, his Yetzara. V'lachen, Birkat Kohanim, 15 Tevot. The bracha of the Kohanim is 15 letters. Kaminyan Yudke, like the Minyan Yudke. V'tzarech shiyeh ha-shliach tzibu, it's necessary for the shliach tzibu, makre otam, to read them, k'mo shamru, like we said, Rabboteinu Zal, al pasuk, amo lahem, say to them, yeah? Nimtza, yesh ba, shnei pa'amim yihyeh, there's twice Yihyeh. Besod Ilui Hashem, the lifting up of God's name, Baruch Hu, to be from Vavke to Yudke. V'lekach, Malata Nisgava Gdola Ma'od. The Malata, or Birkus Kohanim, is very, very high. So basically, the psukim of Birkus Kohanim is 15 letters, Keneged Yudke. And the Shliach Tzibur also says out the brachos of the Kohanim, and the Kohanim repeat it. So it's twice Yudke, and that through the brachos of Birkus Kohanim, we have double Yudke, right? Twice Yudke, i.e. the shame Yudke gets risen twice, right? to a very, very high level, right? And through the brachos of the Kahanim, we reach that level of Yud-Kei-Yud-Kei, which is the Ilu of Shem Havaya. That the Shem Havaya goes to a higher level from Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei to Yud-Kei-Yud-Kei through the Yud-Kei letters of the brach of Kahanim and the Yud-Kei letter, the Yud-Kei words of the Shtiyot Tzibur saying over Birkus Kahanim. The letters Yud-Kei represent Chochma and Bina, man's higher persona. Mind's lower persona from his goof and his loins is his lower persona. His mind is his higher persona. Yud-Kei represents his higher persona. When his body and legs reach the level of his mind and they're in sync completely with his mind, then man reaches the level of Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei. That's only Latid Lavor, when the Yetzara is Nifsak, is separated from man. So the question you ask is, why in Birkas HaMazon, just before we mentioned Psukim of Geula, the praise of the nations of the world and Klal Yisrael, Lam Natzeach, right? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the concept is that man, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the wheat. Man created with that wheat bread. Something much, much better than wheat. Sa'ad Alibed, the Shevach of it, we have because of Muslim, because of the Birkas of Muslims come to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for the land he gave us, for the Torah he gave us, to thank him for the kochot that he gave us. The man has to realize, not only is the raw materials in the world Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us also a kochot, Lasot Chayil. Those kochot, those strengths also come from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when man recognizes that, and that's he recognizes through Birkas HaMazon, that he's thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the bread that he made, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made. What do you mean Kadosh Baruch Hu made? Okay? Man made. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu made, because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man the koach to make the bread, the chokhmah to make the bread. So now, in man's recognition of that, man comes to this concept of anava, because he recognizes all his strengths come from his creator. That's the concept of anava. And when man realizes that, like we said here in the Ben Ishchai, that the geula doesn't come until all the gasi ruach are removed from the world. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. When man reaches that level of anava, that's what brings on the geula. So that's what we say, psukim of geula and praise to Hashem, right? Just before we read Birkas HaMazon. So why is it that we need anava in order to receive the geula? Because anava represents man has this clear understanding that, like I said, that all his kochot come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When man reaches that level of understanding, that itself is man's geula. That's why when a Kadosh Baruch Hu created man, Kodesh Baruch Hu Nimlach B'Melachim said, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man. And even though it's an opportunity, Lat'ot, to say, there's other creators in the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu did that to show you that in the creation of man, man was created with the Midah of Anava. Man who was created with the Midah of Anava is because man's Tachlis is to understand and to be an Anav, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam b'Yisrael ka Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was Anav mikol Adam. Man's tachlis is to reach that level of Anava, that his neshama comes into him, and that's the fixing of man. The fixing of man is when man has this full understanding that all his kochot, all his strengths, come completely from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the concept of Birkas HaMazon. That's the concept why that concept of Anava brings us to the Geula. The Gilui of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anava, because Anava is the concept of Malchus. A king is someone who doesn't express anything of himself. Jewish king is one who expresses just the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leisle megar miklum. He doesn't have anything of himself. That's the concept of malchus. That all that he has is just a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Melech HaMashiach. David HaMelech was Melech HaMashiach. There was a level, a tremendous level of anava that makes them into Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach is just a revelation of God's will in the world.